ITS Coffee Break for Friday, March 15th, 2013.
On this week's edition of the ITS Coffee Break, we have lots of IT news, including updates to applications, problems logging into web apps, and IT security training coming up soon. In tech news, we'll also talk about the retirement of Google Reader and a game that you can play to learn Vim.
Welcome to the ITS Coffee Break. My name is Ken Nyquist.
And I'm Courtney Bentley.
We have lots of news.
We do. I mean, I guess the big news is that we're actually on number 71. This is like the second time in a month.
Yes.
So that's pretty impressive.
This is what happens when we block out time on our calendar.
Absolutely.
We can get a lot of stuff done and then still record a podcast.
That's right. It's excellent. Yeah, in ITS news, we've had a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah,
kind of hard to manage what we were going to talk about. But
yeah.
I think one thing that everyone who has a web page that they work on here at Lafayette will probably notice is an upgrade of WordPress to 3.5.
Yes, the Lafayette web presence has been updated to WordPress 3.5. It includes a new streamlined backend interface. This is, in most cases, I think it's a fairly subtle thing, but they just got rid of a lot of like extra jargony words and stuff and just tweaked things a little bit. There's also, it's easier to create galleries with drag and drop reordering of images. So basically what this means is you can go in, choose a bunch of pictures, say insert gallery, and boom, you get a gallery. So I think for many people, this may be a lot easier than using Next Gen Gallery.
Gosh, I hope so.
Which has some overhead. The problem is, and Jason Alley's pointed this out, you can't then go and reuse that gallery on another page.
Right.
So what Jason likes about Next Gen is that you establish the gallery and then use a short code to stick it in wherever you need. But I mean, honestly, like I created a gallery of, you know, I post like what I'm reading to my Lafayette blog, right? I was able to very easily create a gallery of all of the book covers that I've included in my posts just by, you know, selecting them, create gallery, boom, I'm done. So, you know,
cool.
If you're trying to do an event thing, you've got, you know, 12, 14, 15 photos from an event, you just want to put them on your site, I think these new galleries work pretty well.
And the other thing, which I think is very exciting, is that O-Embed is now enabled.
Yeah, so this allows you to basically take a YouTube video link, just paste it into your post, hit enter, and when you publish that out, it's going to display the YouTube video.
So the exciting thing for me is not that it does YouTube, because it's done that for a little while.
Right.
But it now does Kaltura.
Well, it will soon.
Or it will soon.
I think we're pushing that out at the end of the month.
Okay, so.
It's coming.
Stay tuned.
Maybe on our next coffee break, we can talk about how to do that. I mean, we'll post a little training video about how to do it. So
yeah.
It's fairly straightforward. I mean, there's one or two clicks, but yes, you'll be able to put stuff into media.lafayette.edu and then take that video and have it show up in WordPress. So many thanks to Charles Fulton for
Yeah, absolutely. So there have been some problems this week. People have encountered problems trying to log in to different web applications, such as, oh, I don't know, Moodle
little
and
one.
WordPress and Banner Self-Service. So you need to just dump your cookies if you're having this problem. So basically, it doesn't give you an error. You just try to log in, and it refreshes the page like you have done nothing, basically.
Right.
So basically, you just go in to whatever browser you're using, dump your cookies for cas.lafayette.edu, and then everything should be right in the world again.
Right.
So pass this information along to people.
So talking about passing things along to people, Courtney.
Yeah.
You would have found out about this earlier if you were following us on Facebook, right?
This is true. You would have. Much, much sooner. So ITS has social media sites on Facebook and on Twitter. I'd love to put us on Pinterest, but we don't really have enough photos to do that. So we'll leave that one alone for now. But we're always looking for more followers. So my question to those of you who listen to our Coffee Break podcast is, what should we give out for prizes? So we want to, you know, attract some more followers. What types of things do you want on there?
Mugs are always good.
Mugs are good. I've got some lynda.com stuff here in the office to give away. So we'll start working on that. But send people there and like us.
So we can have, actually, so you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/LafayetteCollegeITS. And then you can find us on Twitter at LafCallITS. We'll have links to these both in the show notes.
It's LafCallITS. It's not LafCollitis. Just, you know, to clarify that.
Yes. You'll understand when you look at it. So IT security training, what's that up? What's up with that?
Well, so I just wanted to kind of put this out there. There have been an increase, it seems, in the number of spam and phishing incidents here on campus recently. And I'm working with John Fulton and his group to put together a security training course in Spaces. And so we'll send this information out. It's primarily for faculty and staff. So basically employees of the college, not necessarily students. But it basically talks about that you are the target.
Right.
Which I think is really interesting. Yeah, because, you know, you get spam and you think, gosh, you know, who falls for this? Or you think, why are they sending this to me? My stuff isn't that valuable. But it kind of goes into that information. So
right.
I think it'll be pretty cool for people to take a look at. And I'm trying to figure out how to make it a competition between us and Lehigh, because they're doing the same security training.
Nice.
So I think we should work out a rivalry there. I mean, we beat them in basketball, so surely we can beat them in security training.
So in tech news this week, we have sad, sad news.
That's right. Google Reader is retiring.
Yes. In July of 2013, it will be no more. And I have to say that although I mourn the passing of Google Reader, I can't remember the last time I used it.
Yeah. I mean, this is the reason why Google's retiring it, right? I mean, they debuted it in like 2005. And it's just been steady downcline.
Yeah, I guess the big problem is basically people have turned to social media for this kind of feed. I mean, honestly, I do the same thing, right? So I have this curated lists that I have in Twitter or in Facebook, especially Twitter. I mean, I get a lot of my education tech news out of Twitter.
Right.
And I'll see stuff there, and I would have gone to Google Reader to get that before, but most of the time I'm just getting it out of Twitter. I know a lot of people do the same thing with Facebook. And now I have Flipboard. Which is, I think we talked about this long, long ago, but Flipboard is this app for the iPad that allows you to point it at your social media feeds, and it turns it into a magazine. So it's not even you have to read through your feed, it's just you're flipping pages, and boom, here's a story. So Reader just wasn't as cool.
So, I mean, I guess the ultimate question for debate here is then, is RSS sort of going out?
I don't know. It's kind of the glue that holds the Lafayette web presence together. I don't think it's going away for the back-end systems anytime soon. But I think it was always kind of an uphill battle to get people to use it in the first place.
For people to kind of understand it and embrace it was a challenge.
And when we use it at Lafayette, we're using it to drive news stories showing up in sidebar widgets in WordPress. And I think you'll still continue to use it for that sort of thing. But, I mean, Twitter deprecated its RSS feeds.
Right.
I think that was more because they wanted to keep their content in-house. But, you know, it makes it a bigger challenge.
Yeah.
So on a fun note...
Well, it depends on whose interpretation of fun.
James Griffin in the library, in Digital Collections, or wait, Digital Scholarship? I'm getting this wrong.
Yes, Digital Scholarship Services.
Turned me on to this one, and it's cool in a very geeky way. I think Courtney's going to object to my use of cool here. But it is Vim as an... Learn Vim via an adventure game. So Vim is a Linux text editor. If you work with web servers and you spend a lot of time in the command line, you'll be familiar with Vim. But you may not really know Vim. It harkens back to the olden days of using like WordPerfect and having to memorize all of the shortcuts. I mean, kids, there used to be this, like, they used to have, like, overlays for your keyboard, right? Yeah, it was a paper template that had, like, all the cheat codes for using all the shortcuts and like, all the different variant F1 keys and, like, you know, you had to hold down these six combinations in order to get underline, right? So, I remember this.
Many of the faculty who listen to this will remember that.
Right.
They probably still have them memorized.
I mean, I'm talking before you had, you know, the modern interface for Word, you would have just all these command line things. And now you just press a button and it gives you bold, but back in the day, folks, that wasn't the case.
So if you need to learn Vim,
yes,
there's this cute game where you practice using the commands in order to move your character around. So it's very Zelda-like.
Yes.
And it is cute. It does make a cute noise.
Yes.
I will say that.
Yes.
So go take a look at it if that interests you.
So I stumbled across a podcast. I haven't actually had a chance to listen to it yet, but I'll throw it out there anyway. It's called Insert Content Here, which I thought was just a really amusing name for a podcast. But basically, it's a discussion of content and how to write content for your website, ideas, that kind of thing, standards for that. I mean, it's something that I think a lot of people at Lafayette have struggled with over the years. I mean, it can be hard. You know, once you have a website, it can be kind of hard to keep it current. So right. That's the kind of stuff that they're delving into. So it's at lulabot.com, and Lulabot is a Drupal consulting company, basically. They do training. I think they do some development work and what have you. But they have this podcast, and it seems pretty cool. So I'm adding it to my feed, but I haven't had a chance to actually listen to it yet. So I'll have the link to it in the show notes, but you can also find it by going to lulabot.com.
So in help news this week, we really just have one upcoming workshop that's open to everyone. It's a Qualtrics hands-on tutorial. So for those of you who want to learn Qualtrics as a survey tool or a web form. So basically,
did we talk about it last time? I don't remember.
I think we might have. So we've been using Opinio here for quite a while, and a faculty member actually turned us on to Qualtrics, and so we've been testing it, using it, replicating surveys and things that we do in it, and it gives you a lot more capability. So we are trying to push the campus toward Qualtrics. And so we're doing these hands-on tutorials so people can come and take a look at it. It's very user-friendly. But join us for one of those tutorials. It's about an hour and a half. We're offering one on Thursday, March 28th from 10 to 11:30. We realize that's during spring break. So we'll be offering additional ones for students, but most of the students have been using it, kind of have been able to jump right in, so depending on what they're working on.
I guess this means I have to start converting some of my forms.
Yeah. I came across a few of those as I was collecting links for the portal.
Ooh.
Yes.
So I have a question for you.
Oh, yeah, what's that?
Can you set it so that it never unpublishes?
Yes.
As opposed to, you know, having a form and you set it for 3 years in the future, because, ha!
You'll
That'll never be a
years.
Problem, and then people can't fill out your form because you set it for 3 years in the future.
Actually, the default for these is that they don't close.
Nice.
So it only closes on a certain date if you set it to close on that date.
I think that is a much better option than the Opinio always having to pick a date thing. So
yeah.
Well, very cool. So we're always looking for feedback. You can send it to us at itsblog@lafayette.edu or by posting a comment on our website at sites.lafayette.edu/coffeebreak.